The Kite Runner, Disc 5.
What's wrong? Baba said. He was taking an elderly woman's money for a rocking horse. Nothing, I said. I sat down on an old TV set, then I told him anyway. Ach, Amir, he sighed. As it turned out, I didn't get to brood too much over what had happened. Because later that week, Baba caught a cold. It started with a hacking cough and the sniffles. He got over the sniffles, but the cough persisted. He'd hack into his handkerchief and stow it in his pocket. I kept after him to get it checked, but he'd wave me away. He hated doctors and hospitals. To my knowledge, the only time Baba had ever gone to a doctor was the time he'd caught malaria in India. Then, 2 weeks later, I caught him coughing a wad of blood-stained phlegm into the toilet. How long have you been doing that? I said. What's for dinner? He said. I'm taking you to the doctor. Even though Baba was a manager at the gas station, the owner hadn't offered him health insurance, and Baba, in his recklessness, hadn't insisted. So I took him to the county hospital in San Jose. The sallow, puffy-eyed doctor who saw us introduced himself as a second-year resident. He looks younger than you and sicker than me, Baba grumbled. The resident sent us down for a chest X-ray. When the nurse called us back in, the resident was filling out a form. Take this to the front desk, he said, scribbling quickly. What is it? I asked. A referral. Scribble, scribble. For what? Pulmonary clinic. What's that? He gave me a quick glance, pushed up his glasses, began scribbling again. He's got a spot on his right lung. I want them to check it out. A spot, I said. The room suddenly too small, the air too thick. Cancer? Baba asked casually. Possible. It's suspicious anyway, the doctor muttered. Can't you tell us more? I asked. Not really. Need a CAT scan first, then see the lung doctor. He handed me the referral form. You said your father smokes, right? Yes. He nodded, looked from me to Baba and back again. They'll call you within 2 weeks. I wanted to ask him how I was supposed to live with that word, suspicious, for 2 whole weeks. How was I supposed to eat, work, study? How could he send me home with that word? I took the form and turned it in. That night, I waited until Baba fell asleep and then folded a blanket. I used it as a prayer rug. Bowing my head to the ground, I recited half-forgotten surahs from the Quran, verses the mullah had made us commit to memory in Kabul, and asked for kindness from a god I wasn't sure existed. I envied the mullah now, envied his faith and certainty.